Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
To hinder Vladimir Putin's ability to wage war against Ukraine, the United States and its partners last year imposed crippling new sanctions on Russia's military-industrial complex and tightened those that were introduced after Russia's invasion of Crimea in 2014. As Russia lost access to key components necessary for the operations of its more sophisticated weapon systems, it began to look for other ways to acquire them. On February 1st, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, imposed sanctions pursuant to Executive Order 14024 on 22 individuals and entities around the world for their connection to a global sanctions evasion network supporting Russia's military-industrial complex. Russia and Cyprus-based arms dealer Igor Vladimirovich Zamyankov leads the network. Its members have procured materials for and supported key parts of Russia's military-industrial complex, including state-owned Russian defense entities like Rosoboron Export OAO and state corporations Rostec. OFAC has previously sanctioned both of these entities. Igor Zamyankov and his son Yonatan Zamyankov have worked with numerous individuals and entities to enable Russian defense sales to third country governments, thus helping to finance the network. Igor and Yonatan Zamyankov were designated pursuant to Executive Order 14024 for operating or having operated in the defense and related materiel sector of the Russian Federation economy, and Yonatan Zamyankov for having materially assisted and supported Igor Zamyankov. Also designated were the Singapore-based Zamyankov Network Shell Company, Asia Trading and Construction Pte. Limited, and its director, Serena B. Lin Ng, and Texel FCG Technology 2100 Limited, and its chief operating officer, Mark Splatz, as well as Electro-Optica SIA, which Splatz owns. Alexander Volfovich, a Cyprus-based arms broker, was sanctioned for being an owner and director of GBD Limited, and the public registered owner of six other companies in the Zamyankov Network. Also designated under Executive Order 14024 were Stanislav Volfovich and Ariel Volfovich, Max Borosovich Piflox and his son Gilad Piflox, Igor Palnichenko and Palnichenko's two companies, Pisaron Limited and Terra As Limited. Russia's desperate attempts to utilize proxies to circumvent U.S. sanctions demonstrate that sanctions have made it much harder and costlier for Russia's military-industrial complex to resupply Putin's war machine, said Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Wally Adeyemo. Targeting proxies is one of many steps that Treasury and our coalition of partners have taken and continue to take to tighten sanctions enforcement against Russia's defense sector, its benefactors, and its supporters.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.